All right. Child psychologists and children's rights groups across our country are up in arms today over a book that encourages children to make a bomb in a bag, cook CDs in the microwave, lick a 9-volt battery, and boil water in paper cups. Now, it's called 50 Dangerous Things You Should Let Your Children Do. And it is the top-selling title on Amazon's Active Books for Kids. Now, at least 16 publishers rejected the book, fearing legal action from parents whose kids injured themselves following the book's advice. But it's freely available online and from a number of bookshops. Leading child psychologist Michael Carr-Gregg says he understands there's a huge difference between healthy risk-taking and actively encouraging young people to engage in activities that could scar, maim, or even kill them. And children's rights advocate Amanda Cox says the book's crosses the line, a fine line, between allowing children to explore and exposing them to real danger. 50 Dangerous Things You Should Let Your Children Do is co-written in the US by Geeva Tully and Julie Spiegler. And I have Geeva Tully on the line from his home in San Francisco. Good morning, our time, and thanks for joining us.
It's a pleasure to be here, Tim.
Are you surprised at the reaction to your book in this country?
Well, I have to say I am. The U.S. image of Australia is still very much of a kind of Wild West area, and I would have expected a little more support, if you will. And actually, I have to say, I've been getting a lot of email today from people who read that article in the Melbourne paper, and they're all in support of the book so far.
Tell my listeners what your aim was in coming up with this book.
Well, the book really started from a presentation that I gave at a fairly prestigious conference here in the U.S. called TED, as a reaction to the observation that kids really weren't being allowed to do the sorts of things that we did as children when we were younger. And I make a little supposition about your age here, Tim, but I think it's very easy for anybody in their late 30s, early 40s to remember activities that were once commonplace in their childhood that are now considered outrageously dangerous.
Oh, yes. Well, I grew up in the 60s, and there was a lot of falling out of trees and losing lots of skin doing various things. However, I have to say, surely in your country, any idea of constructing a bomb of any description would send shockwaves up spines, wouldn't it?
Yes, it does. And that was a deliberate choice by us to create a provocative title for what is essentially a nearly harmless chemistry experiment that you can perform at home.
Mm.
Using common kitchen elements, baking soda and vinegar, and a little bit of hot water.
Look, you know what YouTube is like these days and all the sites that they get on, their Twittering and their Facebook and the whole lot. I can imagine kids having competitions amongst themselves to complete all of the 50 recommendations, then posting it on YouTube.
Yes, and in fact, we're starting to see whole families blogging their way through the book as a shared activity. And in fact, the book itself is forming a context for families to have a rich discussion about the core topics in the book, which are primarily, despite the title, safety and the exploration of meaningful learning experiences that these topics describe.
So is the real point that parents in 2010 are overprotective of their kids?
I don't want to make a gross generalization there, but I think we all see a trend there pretty clearly worldwide of people really, they're not letting their kids climb trees. And in fact, we're even seeing parents who let their kids go on one slide at the playground, but not the other one. It's too tall, it's too narrow. Hmm. For whatever reason, they've decided that's just too much.
Don't you run the danger, though, and our psychologist here and child experts saying that kids might actually do some of these things, take it seriously, and really hurt themselves?
Well, you touch on a very valid point, which is the book is really about taking these activities seriously, treating them responsibly. And the guidelines that we provide allow any family to do these projects without any meaningful risk whatsoever, and in fact create great learning experiences for the kids.
What would you say to the publishers and indeed politicians in our country who like to be outraged, they like to be outraged about anything, in relation to your book?
I would say maybe get a copy of it and read it before you decide that it's a bad idea. if you're just going to respond to the table of contents, then all you've shown is that you're taking the most shallow viewpoint possible.
Do you have kids of your own, and do you encourage them to do these sort of dangerous things?
Well, I don't have kids of my own, but my friends and family always send their kids to us on the weekends where they know that we're going to be doing these kinds of activities.
Yeah. Just the sort of things, you know, people of my generation, you were being generous to me talking about 40s. I actually grew up in the 60s, and in those days, you could throw your school bag in the front door and disappear and not come back till dinner time and disappear on the weekend. But modern parents would probably say to me and to you, it's a far more dangerous world these days, and kids just can't do that anymore.
Well, there is really good empirical evidence to show that actually it's a much safer place, and in fact, Steven Pinker, one of the great neurologists and sociologists here in the United States, has done some research that shows that now might actually be the safest moment in time for children.
Is that right?
Yes.
Wow.
In the history of the planet, this might be the best possible time to be a child.
And I guess if you don't skin your knees and if you don't fall off your bike and don't do all of those things, if you put in cotton wool so much by your parents and by society in general, you're going to grow up, I don't know what, not knowing a lot about danger, huh?
Exactly. And let me just pose a hypothetical here for you, Tim.
Okay.
At what age do you suppose, now keep in mind, at some point in their lives, everybody is going to own a knife.
Oh, yes, yeah.
At what age is it appropriate to give someone a knife and teach them how to use it?
Oh, gee, Giva, I think I was probably under 10 when I had my first pen knife, probably given to me by my dad.
So for some of these overprotected kids, it's not going to be until they graduate from college and get their own apartment that they really own a knife.
Hmm.
And what sort of knife skills, how safe do you think that young adult is going to be with that knife? How many kitchen accidents will it be before they learn how to safely use that tool?
Yeah, it's a good point. You know, I think you're right. Before people run off at the mouth about these sort of things, maybe they should read your book.
Thank you for saying that. But just to really put the capper on that hypothetical,
yeah.
If you were born to an Inuit tribe in the north of Canada, you would have received your first knife when you were a toddler.
That's right.
Because they eat that seal and whale blubber, which has to be cut into very small bites.
All right, you mentioned knives. I mean, as kids of my generation, I think just about all of us had a BB gun of some description at some time, an air rifle that used to fire pretty lethal little pellets. What are your suggestions about guns?
Well, you'll see in the book that we very carefully avoid the topic of guns. Certainly in the United States, that's like talking about religion or politics.
And yeah, that's right. Yeah.
We don't want to be seen as having a political viewpoint on such a hot topic.
Yeah.
It's hard enough being the ones out here in the wilderness saying, hey, let your kids play around in the mud. This is good for them.
You're right. In your country, guns are almost a religion, aren't they?
Yeah, it is true. It is true.
Well, it's good to talk to you. Thanks very much for your time.
Well, Tim, it's been a great pleasure. And send your listeners on over to 50dangerousthings.com. They can find out how to get a copy.
Good on you, Giva. Thank you.
Okay,
bye. Yeah, 50dangerousthings.com. It's one of the biggest selling. It's not the biggest selling, is it? Yeah, on Amazon. The Amazon website for kids. A few people in this country, none too thrilled about it. But obviously, the point is being made that we don't let our kids do the dangerous things that perhaps we all used to do. Whether that's a good thing or a bad thing. Anyway, it's called 50 Dangerous Things You Should Let Your Children Do by Giva Tully, and the co-author is Julie Spiegler. It is 11 minutes to 1.